Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brian Lenoris, what was your first reaction?
It was truly a stunning thing.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'll be on the hunt for more information to understand why it is. And I'm still in a lot of ways on the hunt for that.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Chris Long going to join us. We'll ask him his thoughts on Super Bowl 59. That's coming up later on this hour. Tom Pelissero joined us from New Orleans already. We had a great first hour chat with Daniel Jeremiah, my buddy. And after this show is over, we head to Los Angeles International to fly to New Orleans ourselves all 3 days. The rest of this week, we'll be doing the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl experience in the Convention Center in downtown New Orleans. So there's lots going on. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I've got my top five list coming up later on of the top five moments that led both teams to New Orleans. So that's coming up later on. Chris Brockman in his spot. Jay Felly in his spot. TJ Jefferson in his spot. And joining us now, courtesy of Sleep Number, is truly one of my favorite humans on the planet. I just smile when I see J.J. McCarthy. How you doing, J.J.? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, Rich. It's always an honor and privilege to be on. TJ, Chris, what Jay, it's an honor to talk to you as well.
Hey, what's up, JJ? Good to see you, man.
How you been, bro?
How's life?
He's too nice. It's definitely not an honor to talk to these three guys.
Why not? You know, when we met JJ in Detroit, he won us over. And me and Brockman, we already liked JJ, and now we like them even more now. So that's our guy, too.
We have beads on. Like, come on. Yeah.
It's too premature beads. You never want to do that. It's too early. We're not in New Orleans yet. But it's good to see you. How you feeling? How's it going? You good?
I'm feeling fantastic, Rich. You know, couldn't be in a better spot, honestly, mentally, physically, spiritually. And we're just continuing to stack days at this point. And, you know, with around 67 days till OTAs, you know, we got a lot of time, but not a lot of time to waste. So we're enjoying it, though.
Yeah, but who's counting, right? But I'm hearing you're ahead of schedule. Is that a fair way to term it? You're ahead of schedule?
That's very fair.
Okay. Ahead of schedule.
I like that.
What has the last year been like for you, bud? What's it been like for you?
That's a great question, Rich. You know, for me, it's been really hard, like if I'm going to be straight up. And, you know, going from 15-0 national champion to your season ending and, you know, being a part of, but somewhat not a part of, being on IR, that beautiful season that Minnesota had last year and that we had, and just being able to really witness and experience what it was like to be a successful team in the NFL and also see some ways that we could always improve. And, you know, for that, it was an invaluable experience and ultimately a blessing. It really, really wasn't a blessing in disguise the more I look back on this past year. But, you know, the hardest part was seeing all my brothers go out there every single Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and, you know, not be able to put up the armor with them. So,
but you definitely, I was told you were around the team, you were traveling with the team pretty much since week 7, week 8, right? And you were in the quarterback's room. You were there. You were part of the preps, correct, JJ?
I was definitely a part of a lot of the preps and just being able to sit in on those Saturday QB meetings. You know, something that I really pinpoint is those meetings specifically is just KO talking about the offense, talking about the game plan for that week, what he likes, what he doesn't like, and most importantly, the why behind it. Because, you know, you don't get a lot of time with your head coach. You know, we've had great, you know, weekly hour-long meetings, but a lot of that's just on, you know, life and just getting to know each other and, you know, grow that chemistry that a quarterback and a head coach, especially play caller, needs. So, yeah, it was just awesome to be able to, you know, kind of pick Sam's brain, pick Nick's brain, Brett, Daniel, just be able to see like why they do the things that they do and, you know, hopefully add it to my repertoire if, you know, it resonates with me.
Yeah, I think Brett, you're referring to Rippon, he was in the room there, right? And Daniel Jones got there, you know, late in the year. Nick Mullins, big Nick Mullins, and then there's Sam Darnold. What did you pick up, J.J. McCarthy, throughout the season that in retrospect might have been more difficult to pick up if you were actually playing? And, you know, obviously there's nothing beats the, you know, experience of live action and reps and being the guy. But what were you able to glean watching that you think now that you look back might have been a little bit more, you know, complex to pick up if you were trying to do everything else?
For sure. It was, you know, in the moment of stillness that is an injury as an athlete, you know, there's a lot of ways you could capitalize on that time. And for me, it was all the busy work. Let me put in as much effort as possible on the front end. So by the time I'm playing next year, that week-to-week workload isn't as much in terms of, you know, every single player we played, scouting report on their character traits, athletic traits, background, all that, defensive coordinator reports every single week. And, you know, I did the, you know, 17, 18 games that we had of those teams, but this offseason's big on just getting the rest of the teams. So it was a lot of that busy work that kind of, you know, I could anticipate rookie quarterbacks would go through playing, you know, not having that foundational knowledge on the team, on the players. I wanted to make sure that I had a well-rounded approach going into each week and a well-rounded understanding of what I was going to get.
J.J. McCarthy, courtesy of Sleep Number here on the Rich Eisen Show. What were you picking Sam Darnold's brain about? Like, give me some examples.
Mostly just how he handles success. You know, for me, it was more the observation of it and just witnessing how he was the same guy every single day. He had this beautiful ability to really not care too much and not care too little. And that was something that, you know, I battle with because I care so much. And then I find myself in times when it doesn't really go your way, which is inevitable. And you kind of get down on yourself and that critic gets a little louder. But he had a great ability to just keep the main thing, and just, you know, focus on attacking each day. And he played really well this year. So it was really awesome to witness that.
I would have taken the under of 5 minutes into the conversation hearing my first Jim Harbaughism from you. I just heard it. I heard the attack each day, JJ. I heard that.
With an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
I heard it. I would have taken the under. It took you 5 minutes to drop one of those.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the Michigan man. I picked it up. I heard that. But, you know, it is neat to see that from him because you know his journey, right? I mean, you know his journey, being drafted as high as he was and then go through as many teams as the number of the, you know, of the draft pick he was taking, 3. And then showing up here and then making the most of an opportunity that he really didn't know he was going to have for sure until obviously what happened to you. And I'm wondering what, you know, seeing it get a front row seat for you, that was something you picked up. It's pretty cool to hear that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know,
everyone has their own individual quarterback journey, and to be a part of his at the time it was is a complete blessing and a lot of experiences, lessons that I'm going to carry with me throughout the rest of my career.
JJ McCarthy here on the Rich Eisen Show. What has Kevin O'Connell told you about what's to come and your opportunity? What has been communicated to you, JJ?
You know, with Coach O'Connell, he's one of the most genuine guys I know. And, you know, our conversations have, you know, just been nothing about the greatest thing for the Minnesota Vikings. You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are certainly above my pay grade and some things above his pay grade. And, you know, he's the one that has the pen last on the field, and that's about all I know. So just being able to just be in the moment with him every time I get the chance to interact with him and really pick his brain, because, you know, those are a lot of moments that I can miss up thinking about the future, thinking about the uncertainties that, you know, I can't do anything about. So it's really just, you know, optimizing each moment and each time I have with that great mind of the game, but most importantly, a great freaking human being.
Yeah, and obviously you can't control what happens in free agency, right? So you're just going to have to sit back and learn, like everybody else, what the plans are for Sam Darnold internally and what he might do externally. That's basically it for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just going to control what I can control and attack each day with enthusiasm on demand.
There we go. Who's got it better than you, right? Okay. But how does that sit with you? You know what I mean? Obviously, you're a quarterback. You're a competitor. You're a control freak. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the position you're in right now. How does that all sit with you, JJ?
You know, it's just all I could ask for is a fair opportunity, you know. That's the one thing that, you know, I feel like everybody's given, and it's fundamental. And, you know, when money gets involved, things get complicated and, you know, reps get skewed and there's different things that come into the whole, you know, political world that everyone talks about. But, you know, I really just have to focus on controlling what I can control. My feelings don't matter. Like, I'm not getting any grace. There's no sympathy. Like, this is the big leagues, and just being able to, you know, approach it with a just steadfast, narrow, tunnel vision on just the task at hand, which is that workout that day, that film study, that extra, you know, little thing I'm going to do for my fiance that day, and just really just staying in the moment, because, you know, that gives me the most peace of mind through all this.
And of course, it helps to have a good night's rest, right, JJ McCarthy?
Yes, sir.
See, I just led you to.
That's why you're the goat, Rich. Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Yeah, just led you to it.
The sleep number, just being able to, like, the most important thing for me is with my ADHD, I'm very unorganized throughout my day. Well, was, and I have to just, like, really maintain a strict schedule and have these nightly debriefs, what I do at each day, like, what was my workout? But most importantly, I start that day with my sleep number score and just, like, all the little intricacies with breath rate, HRV, and just really have that, you know, step back perspective on my well-being, and sleep number providing that data is just unbelievable. You know, wearing the Whoop, wearing Aura rings, wearing Apple watches, it gets very uncomfortable for me at night when I'm sleeping, so they just make it easy on me.
So,
and the 86% of the guys on our team. So.
That's right. 86% of Vikings players have a sleep number smart bed, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. So How does it help you with your ADHD? Because I'd imagine being a quarterback and having any attention deficit would be an issue, JJ.
Oh, well, I feel like ADHD has gotten a bad rap.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, there's a lot of different things coming out in the medical world that I have no right to speak on, but a lot of people could do the the research for themselves and realize that it is somewhat of a superpower. And you look at hyperfocus and all the benefits of that. When you actually love something, you're actually passionate about it, you lock in so much more intensely. And the downside of ADHD is obviously the attention deficit and just being able to just concentrate on going to the fridge, getting a water. That's it. Nothing else. You don't have to go finish that. You don't have to go start that. You don't have to remind to call him back. Just do that. And what the sleep number does is it kind of starts my day with that mindset of, okay, one thing at a time, just like I'm going to be one play at a time on the field. And that's the most benefit I've been getting out of the sleep number, other than the high quality sleep that it provides.
JJ McCarthy here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left with JJ. All right. You know when I needed my most rest, JJ, was when I realized I would have to root for Notre Dame on national championship night.
Likewise. Likewise. That one hurt. It hurt even more with the result.
Exactly. Like, I actually rooted for Notre Dame and I wound up with nothing anyway. You know?
Right. We got hurt twice, man.
Damn it. You know, but
there's always next year. That's the beautiful thing about sports.
That is correct. That is correct. But I mean, what are your 2 cents about Michigan being followed up by the Ohio State as national champions? JJ McCarthy.
You know, I'm gonna go a route that most Michigan fans will not appreciate, okay. But it comes from the heart. You know, Emeka Ebuka, Jack Sawyer, those are my guys, you know, throughout the high school recruiting process. And, you know, just to see what they did this year and like how they came together and they stayed back, kind of like we did last year. I would say we maybe paved the way for college sports to not turn into this whole like basketball one and done thing. And it was just really special to see those guys, you know, do it, because I understand the hardship, the heartbreak that game brings when you lose that one, just because of everything leading up to it. And yeah, it's like nothing but respect for those guys, but within those 60 minutes, everyone knows what it is. But yeah, I'm pretty happy for them, but not happy for the university.
Just understood. The individual, when you just drill down, there's certain people you feel special right. about, right. but collectively, right. to heck with them. Listen, in that respect, I'll go the low road. You're going the high road. Let me do the low road. You know what I mean? I can do that. You know, because I would point out that there is a Big Ten champion who was an actual champion of the conference after beating their rival en route to losing to no one and winning it all. And that wasn't the most recent national champion, JJ. You know what I mean? There's that.
That was beautifully said.
Thank you. Last one. What are you hearing about Bryce Underwood? I heard he's the real thing. Like, for real. Hey, what are you hearing about him?
I'm going to try and get out there and throw with him. Okay. I've heard the same exact things, but the conversations I've had with him is he's got the right head on his shoulders. And, you know, obviously he looks like, you know, if I went on Madden and created a quarterback, that's what would come out. And he is just like really dialed in on all the details. He's asking me about my film prep as a senior in high school and just like the little things like that. You can notice the intangible aspects that are going to grow and flourish. And he's just got to, you know, stay the course, stay consistent, and keep God at the center. And that's it. He'll be well on his way.
When do you get married? You have a date? You got the day yet? All set?
I don't have a date. Yeah.
Okay.
My fiance and I are, you know, probably one of the best procrastinators out there.
Okay. But, you'll have to sleep on it, right? You'll have to sleep on it. Right? There you go. Courtesy of Sleep Number, JJ McCarthy. I miss you. Thanks for doing this. I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Yes, sir.
You got
Thank
it.
You.
There you go.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Same.
And yeah, hope to see you soon.
You bet. That's JJ McCarthy, right, the Minnesota Vikings, everybody.
Right, be well, brother.
There we go. Go Blue, a Michigan man of the first variety. See, I go low, he goes high.
Yeah.
And we'll meet in the middle, where we both hated rooting for Notre Dame and all meaning nothing in the end. But got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it was what it was.
Got to do what you got to do.
Why didn't you like seeing JJ show us love, though? That was odd to me.
No. It's an honor. Got it. Well, it's nice, though. He heard your names. He remembered your names.
Yeah.
He's a class act. He's a Michigan man.
We got him to sign a football. It's right yeah. there.
We have a picture with him. That's
I got
great.
Him to sign a phone
and
protector.
And then you smudge it yeah. off.
Like a moron.
Told you that.
But Sharon Moore's name is on it.
Yeah, true. Not as good.
What a yoga mat. Stop it. What a yoga mat, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai all have in common.
Oh, I know.
They're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, but you'd be wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you don't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets.
Can we get a printer that works on Amazon?
I'm sure you can. And a baseball bat to bash the old one with. If we didn't have multiple ones in our studio hanging on the wall. Chris Long is next. 844-204-RICH is also the number to dial to have a conversation with us.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. and you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a five-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
I also love the story that you've told, and if you wouldn't mind telling the audience here as well, at the Combine, when you would be pulled into rooms, and you didn't know which room you were being pulled into by which.
Yeah, I was, you know, it had come back in that day. Everybody was reaching for it. Agents was in the hotel. Yeah. Everybody was everybody.
It was all scheduled.
It
now
was
you
scheduled,
know.
Structured. You can't be in a hotel. You can't be on the premises. Then it was everything. It was wild. So I'm backing away from crowds and people trying to grab me. And I backed into this room and the Giants was there. And it was the Giants room. And they had people sitting down taking these tests. What do they call these things?
Oh, yeah, like the psychology test,
yeah,
right?
I mean, the thing was that thick, man. And then I sat down, and they gave me this thing. And what is this? They say, it's this test, and, you know, we need you to take it. I said, oh, what picker do you have? It's like the 10th. I said, oh, I'd be going for it then. So I got up and walked out. I'd be going. Well, I'd be way going for it then.
And then let's just get into it here. I mean, Belichick said he watched you run the 40 at the combine. And that you ran it and then ran into the tunnel. And is it true?
That's not true.
Okay. You did not run into a waiting car and being taken to the airport right then and there.
No, because I had more interviews than all of that. No. That story just grows and
it
grows.
It does. It's like a fish story.
It is. That's not true. I did everything that I was asked to do. Now, I didn't lift. I ain't do none of that because Jerry Rice to this day hadn't laid across my arms and let me bench press him. You know, I don't know where that comes from.
I love that you say that when you're watching the defensive backs
put up the
weight and reps of 225.
Why?
Struggling
to
get a fifth one up.
Have you ever said, man, well, if that guy would have got one more rep, he'd have been there on that play? Never. Or the three cone drill. Like, no, this has nothing to do with nothing. So I didn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it all worked out.
Yeah.
The one and only Deion Sanders will be on our Super Bowl show Friday in person. Nice. Lots to talk about with him at the Super Bowl. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your phone calls after this conversation with one of our favorites. Normally, we'll just talk with him. We'll just get time with him.
Yeah.
But we're on a media tour. He's on a media tour.
Big time in us.
Courtesy of Smirnoff. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Long back.
Hey. Yes. Rich, it's good to see you guys, man. Just like you, getting ready to. Are you packed, by the way?
I am. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. Are you packed, Chris? Are you packed?
Absolutely not. I'm a last minute packer. It stresses me out right until I leave.
You mean you don't have people who pack for you, Chris? You don't have
you have people that pack for you?
Of course not. Get out of here. I'm just
his people are named Susie.
Stop it. Oh. That's absurd. That is absurd. How dare you?
Pack his outfits. They put a little outfit bag within the bag.
She's got like a bag marked Wednesday, Excuse Thursday, me. Friday, yeah. Saturday.
That's how Rich gets dressed. You Not me. I just throw a bunch of stuff in a suitcase and figure
you
it out.
You all realize I'm sitting here, right?
Oh, hey, sorry. Didn't see you there. Sorry. My bad.
How you doing, Chris Long?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy? Let's party.
Will I see you tomorrow night?
You sure will. I'll be
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I've got my outfit all picked out and packed for me.
Nice. Good job.
I've got my Wednesday night outfit. I've got my Thursday NFL honors outfit.
Thursday day, Thursday evening.
Evening. What guys, shoes are you bringing, Rich?
I envy you. I envy the way your mind probably works. Mine, yeah, it's chaos.
You just throw it in. All right. When you go to a Super Bowl city, what memories hit you from your playing days in this big game, Chris?
Man, you know, like, there's so much that's running through your head the whole week. I think for me, having waited 8 years to even be in the playoffs and then year nine kind of waking up in the Super Bowl, I remember getting to Houston where we played the Falcons in that 28-3 game and just got in the hotel room, and you just can't wait to get to the hotel. Like, when you're on the road in the NFL with all the traveling and, you know, the week of practice and just like, I need tickets, you know, I need this, I need that. Everybody's like on you. And it's even worse in the playoffs. But like, once you get there, you just want to lay down on your bed. You know, it's like quiet for a second before you go to meetings or whatever it is. And, you know, if anybody's traveled before, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But I remember laying on the bed and getting no peace. Like, it just did not feel like I was alone, like I had any time. You could hear the people in the lobby. You could hear the people outside. You could hear helicopters. Like, I just felt like we were in a fishbowl for the entire week. And like, I think the biggest, outside the white lines, the biggest battle going on is like how you can get a group of very routine-oriented players to feel like they're still in their routine on a week where nothing is normal. You know, like every night there's a different party that people are inviting you to go to. I was like a guy who wanted to be in bed early, and that was a real pain in the ass. Like, you know, this person's in town, this person wants to get a minute with you. And then, you know, right down to Friday night getting ready for the game, watching film, and somebody's like, hey, you've got a team party, the owner's putting it on. I'm like, what are we here for? You know, so I think the biggest struggle is just trying to stay locked in and in a routine where you feel like things are normal, because your rest is so important at this point in the season. Treatment, everybody's hurt, and you're not getting a great week of practice at the University of Minnesota or whatever it is, the University of Houston. Not to say those aren't wonderful facilities, but you want to be in your routine, and they take you out of it. So it's just all about trying to be in the moment, have fun, enjoy it, but stay in your routine.
Yeah. And I spoke to Andy Reid last Friday. He says he's using the same routine that he did the first time he took the Eagles to the Super Bowl in the back-to-back years for New England. And he's using the same thing. And it helps to have Nick Sirianni do it again. And the Eagles are back again just 2 years later. And now you've got somewhat of a routine of these teams playing each other. They played each other in that Super Bowl. They played each other last regular season. They're playing each other now in this Super Bowl. So I guess the routine will land on Sunday in the Superdome. What do you think this all comes down to, Chris? Super Bowl 59 comes down to what? Do you think?
I think it's a game where it's hard to boil it down to one thing, but Saquon Barkley is the big difference from the last time these teams played. You know, I also think the Eagles have a lot better personnel on defense. Like, you know, there's been some issues that they've fixed, certainly in the secondary and the linebacker, and so I think that makes it a lot of fun. I think it comes down to, if I was going to go like something boring that people might not think about, it's the Eagles secondary playing off of stacks and bunches and sorting crossers and all the very like basic things that Kansas City does with such efficiency. You know, you saw it down the stretch in the Buffalo game. you know, when you had to get those guys off the field, are you able to, and I think they can man up, but in situations, whether you're manning up or your zone match, like not getting caught in traffic, I think it's also finding out where they want to line up Travis Kelce. Because the thing I just mentioned, you know, the type of defense the Eagles play, you can line up him up where you want and try to get the matchup you want. So I think it's that chess match. And then on the other side of the ball, it's middle pressure, you know, for the Chiefs, trying to disrupt Jalen Hurts, make him hold the ball, take away the first read, and obviously stop Saquon Barkley. That's the number one thing. Hearing Cam Jurgens is coming back for this game, is going to be fine for this game, is a big deal. Because if you're not right in the middle, you're going to have a hard time against this group. So Chris Jones, he feels inevitable in these games, man. So those guys have their work cut out for him. But if the Chiefs can't stop the run, it's going to be really hard for them. I think they have the better quarterback, the better head coach, and that's not taking anything away from, you know, Nick or Jalen. But it really doesn't matter at the end of the game. You know, the best team wins, and I feel like the Eagles have a better roster. So it's a lot of pressure to put on the coach and the quarterback, but as long as they take care of business, that involves everything I just talked about, both sides of the ball for the coach and obviously for Jalen, taking care of the football and kind of making sure that he's going in the right place with the football, because one mistake, as we saw in the last game, whether it's a fumble or a pick, can really cost you.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles doubled their Jalens and added a Saquon from the last Super Bowl, and that potentially could be enough. So I'm trying to sift through this since we don't have our usual length of time, and we'll talk to you about Smirnoff in a second. Who are you taking? I'm trying to figure out who you're taking from
come on,
that
Rich,
reasoning.
You know,
it's a little bit longer. Come it's on. What is it? What is it? Tuesday? I came on just to deny you the satisfaction, Rich. You can break this out on the internet. Put me in a breakout video picking against X team. I don't have honestly, this is as evenly matched the Super Bowl as I can remember. I remember last year thinking, you know, it's the Chiefs, you know, but I think later in the week, as I jot some more notes down, I'll be able to give you a final score.
Okay.
I don't have one right now.
Okay. So you think the Chiefs get the three-peat? That would be.
Did I say that?
Did he say that?
Yeah, but Chris, are you going to have bigger numbers in the score or lower numbers? I just can't. I'm just like wondering. You know, I'm just curious.
Now that I feel a little bit more. Here's why I think lower numbers. Because I could be dead wrong. And this is why I don't like giving picks out on a Tuesday. And for the record, I didn't give Rich a pick. He just tried to extract one from me. But I think if the Chiefs play this game the way they want to play it, and I have no reason to think they won't be able to dictate some of the terms. Like, they want to possess the football and go on long drives. That's what they do. Vic's going to make them drive the field, right? I think they're going to come out and say, hey, like, we are, 17 and we're 1,000,001 in one-score games? Like, let's keep this game close. We know how to win them. I think if the scoring gets going, it's going to be hard for Kansas City to keep up a little bit, which is a crazy thing to say. But, like, the Eagles' defense is much different than the defense that – they played last week against Buffalo. So I kind of think it's one of those deals where the Chiefs will try to keep this game lower scoring. And if they do that, I think they have a good chance. But if the scoring gets going, I have a hard time imagining that if the Eagles are scoring, they're going to be able to stop them late in the game because of this run offense.
All right, I guess I should have plied you with Smirnoff, the official vodka of the NFL, before asking you for your pick. What are you doing with Smirnoff this week, Chris Long? What are you doing?
I'm doing the longest tailgate. The longest tailgate, Smirnoff is setting up like a 60-foot like flatbed, and we've got like Chef David Rose cooking up jambalaya. He's like a celebrity chef. We're going to be doing the Green Light Pod. It's going to be the longest Green Light Pod ever. And boy, is that saying something?
yes, it is.
Somewhere in that podcast, you'll get my pick.
It's your content.
There's room for everybody, Rich. There's room there for you. There's room for everybody, no matter what team you're rooting for. Longest podcast, longest tailgate, and it's 201 Canal Street. There it is. RSV to be there, it's going to be awesome. Smirnoff.com for more information. Excited to work with Smirnoff at LIX. I don't even know what are we saying?
That's 59.
Is it LIX? Like,
yeah, LIX. It's Super Bowl 59. I mean, we're not in Rome, so it's all good. Super Bowl 59.
But have you noticed everybody's trying to push the, like, we got to say the Roman numerals?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. People are just, I guess, when in Rome, I have no idea, bro. But I might need some Smirnoff in the middle of my 8.5 hours on Sunday.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to send some over to the Superdome? I might need some.
Yeah, I'll send it over on a flatbed. When we're done with the flatbed, we'll send it over.
I don't know how far 201 Canal Street is from...
Who are you guys picking?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. He didn't... I mean, come on.
Oh, no. I don't get to know your pick.
Chris, I will tell you my pick. I will tell you my pick.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, don't do it.
All right, I'll tell you tomorrow night.
There
how about
go.
That?
Yes, at the...
tomorrow night, we'll get
to New Heights.
Okay, Chris, I'm a Cowboys fan, so you could probably guess where I'm leaning.
I know where you're leaning.
Yeah, tune in to Rich Eisen Show Friday for picks. You know, it's only just 3 hours. Smirnoff.com to learn more about the longest tailgate. Great to see you, Chris. I will see you tomorrow night, sir.
I can't wait to see you guys, man.
Right back at you.
Safe trip, man.
Safe trip. Right, that's man. Chris right, Long. Next time you see him in New Orleans. Again, if you're in New Orleans, check out his longest podcast, The Longest Tailgate, due to Smirnoff, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There he goes, Chris Long. That guy. Oh, no, I don't get to know your pick. Oh,
however will I live.
I can't do my work.
What a legend.
Right?
That guy. We're talking about the New Heights party tomorrow night.
Indeed.
Was Travis there last year?
No.
Okay, so it's just going to be a Jason affair tomorrow night.
Yes. Last year, we went up to Jason. I don't know how many MLs he had consumed at that point, TJ, but we were like, hey, it's Chris and TJ from the Rich Eisen Show. He smacked me hard on the chest. He goes, I know who you guys are. He was, like, offended that we were making sure that he remembered us.
And then I introduced myself to Chris, and he was like, oh, that's you.
But last year, he had his party. They had their party on Honors Night.
On Thursday, yes.
Right,
yes.
Which... precluded me from making it.
Well, a lot of people did show up late after honors.
Right.
You were not one of those people.
Okay. I will be there tomorrow night.
Cam Hayward,
fresh off winning Man of the Year, showed up.
And I had my outfit all picked out.
Oh.
No, was it in the bag marked Wednesday evening? Or?
It's not in any bag marked
Wednesday
anything.
During the day. Like, can you
it's not
swap?
Marked
Rich, are
anything.
You like Dion? You know, Dion used to lay out all his clothes before the game.
Well, and envision greatness.
Yeah.
Do you lay your suit on the ground before you get in it?
Yeah, of course. You don't?
No, of course. Remember, I'm a Dion fan. I learned this early.
I was thinking of going turtleneck tomorrow night, but if it's I'm hearing it's 80 dog. Degrees, nah, forget it.
No, it's warm.
Don't even pack it.
You're
don't
not
even,
Christian Cage, bro. It. You don't need a turtleneck.
No. Hey, how's the weather out there?
It's hot.
Wow, 80 degrees. Tom Pelissero is saying I'm not going to go with socks on television. What an animal.
But he was wearing socks today. Like, what was he
sticky.
Doing?
What an animal.
Well, he was inside too, though.
Jimmy in San Antonio. What's up, Jimmy?
Que paso, hermano?
Hey, hola, muchacho.
Nice chatting with you. What's up, Jimmy?
I don't speak Spanish.
Hey, I'm very jealous you get to go to New Orleans, and I do want to talk about my Spurs, but since we're throwing around 15 seconds willy-nilly on this show, today I have a yes or no question for you, Rich.
Okay, Jimmy.
Do you think Connor in Long Island has ever heard Howard Cosell read a forum letter out of a magazine?
No, he is not. You're referring to our 13-year-old friend, Jet fan, who frequently calls into the show, and then you're referring to the way I used to have my show-stopping end of my stand-up career in Michigan, reading the Penthouse forums in Howard Cosell's voice. And I don't know why you're mixing the two of them together right now, but that's just you
to
being
make us
you,
laugh.
Jimmy, I guess. All right.
Well, I hear the giggles, and that's why I did it. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, man, De'Aaron Fox being acquired by your Spurs is totally gone down. It's gone down a sports talk wormhole, man.
That is total typical Spurs basketball under the radar. We have one of the most historic trades because we didn't give up a lot of first-round picks. We still have unprotected Atlanta, our own draft lottery picks, and we didn't lose anybody of significance. We retained Johnson. Castle, Vassell, Chris, and then now De'Aaron with
Soshan, too.
The squad is secretly stacked.
Yeah. I know. And De'Aaron Fox going there.
Huge.
De'Aaron Fox and Wemby.
His wife went to high school 32 miles from my house. So I think her love of tacos came into play in the negotiation.
There you go. Oh, no, all you got to do is just have Chris Paul stop shoving Greek people around, Jimmy.
Well, you know? I need Chris to stay for, what, two more years, okay, and then he's done? I don't know.
What's with that guy?
Chris Paul?
Yeah.
He's an angry little man.
It's not only that. When you're that small, man, you better have two chips on
that's
your shoulders,
I mean,
to make it this long, as long as he has in the NBA at 6 foot.
I thought for a second, does Scott Foster speak Greek? he shoved Giannis like a Scott Foster teeing him up.
It wasn't that hard of a shove.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Could it be?
There we go. Nope. Did he hang up on himself right there?
Yeah, that was it.
I thought we were done.
See you, buddy.
Jimmy was right in mid-question.
I know. I thought he was done. I thought it was a good Costanza laugh and out.
TJ, do you regret not sticking with what you said 2 years ago about following Wemby and wherever he went? Because you could get off the Spurs and Clippers, and you could be on this Wemby bandwagon, and it'd be looking pretty good right now.
Off the Sixers and Clippers. You're right. And I don't regret it yet. I'm sure when he hoists his third championship.
Yeah, we did add a Spurs banner.
We did, because you had been talking about how I'm just wherever Wimby's going.
Also, because my godbrother used to play point guard for the Spurs. So
who's that?
His name is Johnny Moore.
Oh, really?
Back, and he's older than me, obviously much older. His mom and his mother was my godmother. Yeah, so
Dude, you're just like, you're...
Do you remember Johnny Moore?
Of course I do.
Early 80s, ran with George Gervin, led the NBA in assists one year.
My brother and I played Strat-O-Matic basketball as a kid.
Yeah.
And we had the Spurs with the Iceman and Johnny Moore, absolutely.
Yeah, double zero.
I think, who was the center on that team? Artis Gilmore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had that Spurs team. We all wanted to play that Spurs team in Strat-O-Matic.
Yeah, so, you know, a kid from Altoona being in the NBA at that point. Mind you, I don't really remember it. That was so little. But, you know, as I got older and was able to research, running the backcourt with George Gervin, that's amazing.
Do you think when TJ says he remembers Johnny Moore and now he's trying to backtrack to make him seem a little less old?
I was waiting for that.
It's just hazy.
Well, I mean, it's just hazy. I knew that he was from Altoona.
Godfather? Is that it?
No, a godbrother. His mother is my godmother.
Okay, so godbrother?
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but your godbrother. Remember when his godbrother taught him how to drive?
That did not happen.
You know?
Actually, my friend Lee taught me how to drive in Beverly Hills.
I got my license out here. Really? I didn't know that.
You did. You just don't pay attention. But yeah, I did.
I've totally paid attention. This show is just going to kind of be on the rails until 5 minutes before the air. He starts cursing at the break. And it's just been all ever since then. And it starts F-bombing an inanimate object.
Here's what made it worse.
He says nothing pre-show. This man never says a word pre-show. And all he does, the only F word I hear is from the button he presses. On the curse button from Lewis Black.
Here's what made it worse.
And you start cursing at the printer.
Here's what made it worse. You're so like funny. Going, what are you over there saying? And I'm trying to like make cards for you, and you're so laughing at me. I was like,
I'm going to shut off the music.
I yelled at Feller too this morning.
Poor Emmanuel Babari is sitting there at the sports update saying, when are they going to do it? And now's the time, Emmanuel. That's coming up right now. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you?
Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Ki finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
I did not approve this, but, you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says Breaking Bears Trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air. And my phone's on the desk and it's buzzing. And
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's Jeff Garland. And of course, you know, I connect with Jeff and, he's very upset. He's definitely one of the biggest Bears fans that I know. And he's always been very kind to show up on this show. I think he's very pissed off. As a matter of fact, I think he's not only so very pissed off that he cursed on our Instagram page in a response.
Yep.
We have to black it out right there. Go fill in the blank yourself. I will have my revenge. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the
website?
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Not a thing. Let me tell you something. I want to make this clear.
Yes.
Today is a beautiful, wonderful day. I had a delightful day filming Curb Your Enthusiasm. I am in a great mood. And then our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital left, Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear. But I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, you traded off our gravitas, our brand of being a trusted name
and
news.
And by the way, you're saying that kind of jokingly, but the reality is your show gets respect.
Thank you. TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm
you
ready
know
for
the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
All of Jeff Garland's hilarity can be found on our YouTube page and channel when multiple times that he's been on this program. That's one of them right there. We got the Larry David laugh, too. You got them all over there, I'm sure.
Still the best, though, is...
Oh, Kawhi.
What was that? That was his introductory press conference as a Clipper, right?
Yes.
I think that's what it was.
Or is that the parade?
Is that the parade?
I don't know.
In Toronto?
I forget.
I don't know.
I just remember What the Do Baby was in the backseat of the car with Serge Ibaka.
What the Do Baby was awesome.
All right.
Yeah, the laugh was the introduction.
By the way, Brent Musburger told John Madden stories on top of all these stories, Jimmy the Greek stories, all on What the Football. It's great. With Susie and Amy, everyone should check that out. Why don't you? Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we are done, we're going to New Orleans. And there's no turning us back.
Let's do it.
That's right. Getting ready to go. I'll meet you guys, 2+ hours before takeoff for a little lounge time?
Like 4:30 maybe, something like that?
Yeah, sure.
So since I already started crashing out, I realized the reason I did start crashing out this morning I'm not looking forward to this flight because somehow I got stuck in a middle seat. So I'm already
sorry.
I'm already
this
like,
guy, when he booked that. His ticket, forgot to select his seat and realized it like a few days ago.
Oh, my God.
So like, I think that's why I'm crashing out right now.
Yeah, nobody's flying to New Orleans this week either.
No.
We got a top five moments that got the Eagles and Chiefs to New Orleans, presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
You know, if this was like a 6 seed or a 7 seed versus a 6 seed versus a 5 seed, you'd be able to pick out one moment where things turned. But both of these teams have had such tremendous seasons, it's tough to just choose one moment in time. So I think you're going to get some of the gist here. Number five on the top five moments that got the Eagles and Chiefs to New Orleans, Nick Sirianni's smart hires. When he's like, okay, Kellen Moore, we need you. Okay, Vic Fangio, we need you. And I need to step in a certain direction. So you guys take the direction. I mean, that was last year's narrative, and I think it was kind of spot on that the coordinators that they chose to replace the ones that left. And by the way, Nick Sirianni is going to have to choose another offensive coordinator because I believe Kellen Moore's bags are going to stay in New Orleans to be the next Saints head coach. We'll see who he chooses there, but these hires were tremendous. And that moment has led to this moment for the Eagles. Number four on the list. I'm going to go with this moment because there's a lot of the moments where the Chiefs were dubbed lucky. I'm going to go with this one, and obviously it was residue of a design of rushing a field goal kicker set up to nail a 35-yarder to hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season in Arrowhead in Week 10, the blocked field goal against Denver in Arrowhead. I'm choosing this moment because had the Broncos split the uprights with an easy to make 35-yard field goal, it would have given the Chiefs their first loss of the season heading into Buffalo. And had they lost to Buffalo in Week 11, they'd have been a half game behind Buffalo. And as we all know, they were a half game in front of Buffalo after losing in Buffalo and never gave up the conference lead after that.
Right.
So that's where I'm going with that one.
Also, two-game losing streak would have been a lot of what's wrong with the Chiefs conversation.
And again, narratives don't tear teams down like the Chiefs, but it's still one that I would just choose there. Yeah. Number three, choose any of Saquon's 12 runs in which he was tackled at the one-yard line. 12 times.
That's insane.
The ball was spotted inside the two thanks to Saquon Barkley's runs. And it led to 7 Jalen Hurts tush-push touchdowns, 2 field goals, 2 Saquon touchdowns, and 1 Jalen Hurts touchdown pass. 12 times!
Wow.
Number 2 on the list, I'm choosing this from the AFC Championship game, the 4th and 5. And the play call to get Josh Allen off the spot and immediately making a throw that damn near wound up in the arms of Dalton Kincaid that essentially sealed the deal against the Chiefs. Now, you could sit here and go, what about the ball spot at the KC-41 that should have been the Bills? Well, that was with 13 minutes to go. Who the heck knows what would have happened after that? This one was late in the game. I'm choosing this one. And the number one moment that got the Eagles and Chiefs to New Orleans, number one is choose any of Saquon's 7 60 or more yard long touchdown runs.
What? That is a crazy 7, number.
Including the playoffs. And if you have to choose one, obviously the one in the NFC Championship game that turned a 3-0 deficit into a 7-3 lead right off the bat, a lead that the Eagles never relinquished.
The ones against the Rams?
You could choose any of them. There were 4 against the Rams. 2 in the regular season, 2 in the playoffs.
The first game.
And I'll give you one more.
All right, we'll get one
The
more.
First 2 draft nights in Detroit. Where Xavier Worthy, the Chiefs traded up to go get him. And then the Eagles had already taken Quinyon Mitchell. And then on the second night, when they traded up from 50 to 40 to take Cooper DeJean, and guess who might be covering Xavier Worthy in the Super Bowl? Or guess who Xavier Worthy might be trying to torch in the Super Bowl? And that's my top 5 moments that got the Eagles and Chiefs to New Orleans, presented by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Thanks to Chris Long, JJ McCarthy, Daniel Jeremiah, and Tom Pelissero, and you. Next time we chat, we'll be from New Orleans. Chat on Wednesday.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home, get it, for real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.